Hi everybody, welcome to another episode 3 called Catch 38. Hi Nana, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Guys, it's me, I'm a little under the weather. I just sound a little nasal, but we're gonna make it through.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so for this episode, the recap is Carrie contemplates whether she wants to be a mother or not. Samantha tries to get into a new oncologist. Charlotte had no storyline. Again?
Yeah, sure she didn't. Think of a minute.
She didn't. I was like, what? And Miranda goes on a honeymoon, and I say honeymoon in quotes. I enjoyed this episode. What did you think about this episode?
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode too. Like, very good, actually.
Yeah, they hit the marks with all of them interacting. Like, even though Charlotte didn't really have a storyline, she still kind of fit in the times that, you know.
Yes. I think season 6, I genuinely feel like I've enjoyed the majority of the episodes so far.
But yeah.
It doesn't feel necessarily like it's leading to anything. I think because we know it's ending, right? But in my head, it doesn't feel like it's leading to anything. But I'm enjoying the episodes.
I think that's what it is. Because, you know, they're wrapping it up. You think, like, it's going to be this lead up to something. But no, it just feels like a regular season.
Yes.
And nothing's happening. And they're just being very even keel about it. So Carrie tells us that she's been dating the Russian for 2 months when they hit a relationship benchmark. One that's so rare that she didn't even know it existed. This drama queen. He gave her his alarm code and he had keys made for her. And I'm like, honestly, she sounds like a 21-year-old, not a 30.
Yes.
Like, stop being a child.
Like, pathetic. And then, I know I like to hate on her sometimes, but I'm just like, so all these people you've dated, like, no one has ever, anyway, whatever. I guess we'll get there, right?
I think the thing for me is that she sounds so grateful, and I truly hate when people sound so grateful that someone is with them. I don't care if that's what you think, because yes, we all have insecurities, but outside you stand like you're a bad bitch. I'm never going to be like, oh, I'm so grateful you're with me. Thank you for giving me a key and an alarm code. Fuck that.
Yes. Like, never let them know they have that much power.
Come on.
I don't care who they are.
That is truly my entire beef with Carrie. Like, you're almost a 40-year-old woman. Like, don't date like you just started out. Stop it. Mm-hmm. So, and also, because she's not an adult, she still can't even get the code right. Everything is like a novelty. Any adult thing, like checking the mail, paying your bills, being on time for anything, is like such an abnormality to Carrie. Like, it's so, she can't get it right. And somehow
Every time she does it, she always has this look on her face like she expects people to clap for her.
Yeah. Good way gone. So naturally, what do we see? We see her go on and on about the code and stuff, talking to Samantha, who has cancer at the doctor's office. But, you know, who am I to get mad? Because Samantha is like, it's okay. Because at least she catches herself. She's like, oh, I shouldn't be talking about this to you. But Samantha is like, I need the distraction, so it's fine.
Yeah, I actually wasn't mad about that. Because I think they kind of both knew what they were doing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I think it depends on the person. Because sometimes, honestly, I could think about it. I've been in certain situations, like, yes, okay, it's a distraction, like, don't treat me different. But I've been in certain times where, sorry, I cannot receive what you're saying right now because I am facing a health crisis. So yeah. Whether someone gave you a code or not, I can't process or be there. I don't know what they're about to tell me, especially since she was waiting for results.
Yeah.
So my takeaway was like, these women are in stiletto heels at the doctor's office. You couldn't even pay me to wear that to a party right now. That's a struggle.
They're committed to being a bad bitch at all times. And they were fabulous pink heels that Samantha had on. I love them.
They were. So good on them. So Carrie tells her that it's going to be fine, that she had surgery and they got it out. So I think this is par for course for this season. We're just speeding it up. Miranda asked Steve to marry her, and one episode, 30 minutes later, we see a wedding. Yeah. So find out Samantha has cancer. She already had surgery. She's already recuperated because Lord knows when you have surgery, at least 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Speeding all along. So she continues about her story about how she had to beg Big in front of the concierge for a key, but the Russian just made her feel so welcome. And as she's talking, the doctor comes in. And the doctor tells her, like, the surgery went well, and she's classified as stage one. Carrie has no idea about anything. She's like, stage one is good, right? I mean, maybe back in the day there wasn't that much information, but that surprised me.
It didn't, actually. I think because cancer's become a lot more in our consciousness as well. Like, yeah, it didn't surprise me. I'll be very honest with you. I feel like we know so much more about everything now, to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Not to even get further into it. I even remember when I was very young, I know people died of cancer, and people wouldn't say they died of cancer. Like, people I knew, they'll just be like, oh, they were just sick, you know? I don't know.
But
I just
feel like things have changed. More like an African thing, right?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't want to assume, like, we're not all, like, we don't have the, like, we have similarities in culture, but I don't want to assume.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it on the chin. I think that's what it is. Like, I mean, we're not from the same country, but it's both African. That's how it was for me when I grew up, because we hide a lot of things. Like, from illnesses to things happening at home, you don't air your quote-unquote dirty laundry. And cancer was seen as a dirty laundry. So they never quite actually said it. But in Carrie's case, I just feel like cancer has been something. Yes, it's more rampant. I think it's more, I don't know if I'll say, yes, it is more rampant. Studies show that it's more, and we have more information at hand. But I don't know. Again, I still think Carrie's 40. I keep saying 40. Okay, 38. But almost 40. Like, at that point, I just thought, like, it would be common knowledge. Like, just the stages, not details, but, like, that there's stage one, stage two, stage four. So that, maybe, I don't know what it was like.
Yeah.
Back then.
I don't know, who am I to judge, because I work in radiation oncology, and I didn't know the difference between chemotherapy and radiation oncology until I started working there. So I don't know, maybe I'm not the right person. Like, I generally don't feel like it's...
No, but that I can understand. Unless you've been through it, I just know about it because of experiencing that. That includes like the process of the healing and, you know, all that stuff. So I can see that. I'm just saying basic stage one, stage two, stage four. That's all.
Yeah.
That would be basic knowledge. So who knows? I want to say you guys let us know, but you guys never let us know where we at. Is that mean to say?
No, it's not. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
So let us know if you found it strange or not. We'll be interested to know that. So the doctor says, even though it's classified as stage one, that he's still going to recommend doing chemotherapy as a precaution. And Samantha is like, I don't know how this happened to me. And the doctor says, like, you have no history of cancer in your family, but it could be diet, lifestyle choices, and, you know, women who haven't had children have an increased chance of getting it. I thought that was a very careless thing to say, knowing that she didn't have a child. Like, I don't think he meant it in any way. I think he just, because I find that I have a friend who's a doctor, and sometimes they say things like could be like the medical terminology of things, but they're not saying it like to be mean. They're just factual because they're going through their stuff. But I would think that falls under the bedside manner. But I feel like with my experience with doctors, that's asking for a lot.
I don't know. I feel like we're really disagreeing here. I found absolutely nothing wrong with what you said. Even the way he said it, like, nothing wrong with it. Because I didn't, like, see any value, any judgment from anything he said. I just think she was sensitive about it. So she glommed onto that one thing. But he gave her, like, several things. Because just on the surface, you know how doctors are, like you said, like, the facts, facts, facts. And those are the facts, you know? I just think she was sensitive about it, so she took it personally. But I don't think how he said it was, there was anything wrong with it.
When he said that, Samantha is very sensitive about that. And Samantha said she's done, and she's going to find a woman doctor who understands this. And he was lucky to have touched her breast. this whole time, her boob is hanging out of her medical paper robe thingy that you wear. And this man is like flabbergasted, because the whole time he was saying it, he didn't even look up. He was still writing in his chart. So he finally looks up and is like, what did I say? What happened? What's going on? And all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I hated that. I'm not going to lie to you. This is the one part about Sex and the City that really pisses me off. And I know we've spoken about it extensively in the past, about their treatment of Samantha's sexuality. But I'm like, so you couldn't park it even for this part, you know? Like, they wouldn't do that to any other character at all.
I'm sure they would tell you they were trying to make it as real as possible.
Please. Like, nah. Like, please be serious. Yeah. Even any, like, she's wearing a robe. Like, it's not. Nah, I just thought it was really disrespectful. And it's these subtle things that annoy me, because they know exactly what they're doing.
So Samantha says, is venting to the ladies, and she's like, anyway, she's just a whore who deserves chemo. And they're like, no, you're not. And she says that she's heard about a great oncologist that she's trying to get in with. Miranda just casually slips in again that she's taking a long weekend, and though she has to go back to work because she's taking a long weekend, so she can't take a long lunch. They all have looks, and I'm like, wait, why are they giving themselves looks? They were like, you never take long weekends. And she's like, oh, Steve wants to go to the mountains and it's supposed to be nice. And Carrie's like, is this your honeymoon? She's like, no, it's not. I don't even think it occurred to her that it was probably a honeymoon. She just thought she was going away with Steve. But they all make fun of her, and it's kind of cute. And then Charlotte asks, who's watching Brady? And she's like, oh, we're taking Brady. And she's like, well, it's not a real honeymoon. She goes, yes, that's why it's not a honeymoon. We're taking Brady with me. So Samantha asks, what do you have against honeymoons? It's sex with room service. And Charlotte offers to take Brady. And Miranda's like, that's adorable that it's only going to be 4 days. Then Carrie's like, oh, I can take care of him part-time. And honestly, I give kudos to Carrie. I never would have expected her to offer to take care of a child.
I feel I'm not giving credit to her. So I feel like she only offered because Charlotte was making faces at her behind her back. And she just wanted to prove that, yeah. And she did it just to prove a point that, hey, I can look after a baby. I don't think it was just organically caring at all.
We are not probably on the same page today.
Yeah. And also, sorry, I'm just like, I know Miranda, yes, very capable career woman, and she has a nanny, all of that. I'm surprised that they haven't offered, or they didn't, like, we expect it from Charlotte, and I know Samantha's like, hell no to babies, but I just feel like, what haven't you offered to look after her child before? Like, I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, she was going to take him with her, right? Uh-huh. And I genuinely feel like if Charlotte had an offer to take him, Carrie wouldn't have stepped in at all. Okay. But I was just like, okay, well, enjoy your trip. And I feel like if my best friend had a child, it was going on her honeymoon. That should be the first thing you think about. Or? Or not really?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think what it is. I think for one, Miranda didn't even consider it a honeymoon. And she thought it was just going to be like a family trip type thing.
I think she did. I didn't want to, because I'm like, we're not agreeing on anything. I think she did think it's a honeymoon, by the way. She was just trying to downplay it, like she tried to downplay her wedding. I think she 100% knows it's a honeymoon.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then two, some people are finicky about their kids. Like, I don't know if I would trust Carrie to watch my child.
I 100% will not leave my child with Carrie. 100%. But she should have offered. Even when she says sure, I'm like, girl, are you sure? Well, like, I'll leave him with Charlotte. No worries. Carrie, never.
And sometimes you just know your strengths. So
yes.
I'm not going to offer if I know that that is not my strength. Like, I'm not going to do it for show. It's not one of those, oh, I'm going to get you food and something. This is a child for 4 days.
Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't bother me with Samantha. I think just because she's so adamant that she can't stand them. But it does with Carrie. Maybe because they're like best friends as well. I'm like, girl, you're not even gonna offer until Charlotte does. But I would not leave my child with Carrie. I don't care.
But funny enough, even Samantha babysat Brady when she gave her her hair appointment.
Yes. And I would generally trust my child with Samantha more than Carrie. I'm sorry. I feel like Samantha would have them in tip-top shape. Like, no messing around. Carrie should probably forget my child. So, yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah.
But Miranda is touched that they would do that for her. Samantha is like, yeah, I'm not offering. Like, Smith is coming back. And like I've always said, I've always chosen sex over babies. So, I mean, you got to love a queen who has a stance. So, we see Carrie trying to take care of Brady in his... You know, I struggled to know what to call that. I didn't want to say pram. That's old. I said carriage. Baby stroller. It's a stroller.
Well, right? I say pram because I'm British, but I'm American now, so it's a stroller.
It was a stroller, right? Okay.
Yeah.
As I was listing it out, it came to me.
So stroller. Wait, so do Nigerians say pram as well?
No, when we were younger, we used to. Like, we used to say nappy or something like that, but it's outdated now.
Interesting. Like, I would say a carriage, like a baby carriage, I would think of it as, you know, the kind that's, like, for newborns.
Yeah, that you carry and put in.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. It's like, covered, like, half of it. And then a pram would be like a regular one if I was being like pedantic. But yeah. Now I say stroller because I've been in this country a long time now. So yeah.
Yeah, it is stroller. Honestly, this is just a side effect of my head cold. I've just been blanking on words and I'm just like, what is it called? What do I say? And I think I just took carriage. And I'm like, okay, that has to work. Yeah. If not, Nana will help me.
No one killed me. You're even better. I'm like, you're in heels carrying a child and a stroller. Down your stone steps.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you wear flats? Like, this is why I wouldn't leave my child with Carrie. I'm so sorry.
But honestly, this is why the one storyline in And Just Like That, where she has to have surgery for her foot, it makes all of the sense. Like, you cannot be in heels that much. And she walks like miles in these heels. There has to be an after effect on her. So Charlotte is checking in. And she's like, we're doing okay. I'm taking him to the Russian. I just can't even believe he spent the night at Carrie's house and survived. Like, I give her kudos.
He really likes her. I don't know why, but he really likes her.
So Samantha is at the doctor's trying to get a spot. And she tells the receptionist that she's dealing with cancer. And the lady says, all of New York is dealing with cancer. There is no opening till March. So Samantha is dressed in like the loudest gold shiny coat and shiny boots, but the coat is gold and the boots are silver. So I'm like, very interesting choice in the daytime.
And they've got a pink stripe down the side too. Also, that reception was rude as fuck. That's rudeness in a medical field. Sorry. Oh, she was so rude. But anyway.
So she sits down beside a lady and the lady's like, I've been here. Like, there's no way you're going to make it. I've been here for 2 days and I haven't made it. And Samantha says, don't worry about me. I will get in. She finds out that the lady is a nun. And then she's like, huh, so you're a nun. So you don't have sex. And she goes, nope, not to my knowledge. And then she, sorry. She's not wearing a habit, and Samantha's like, aren't you supposed to wear one? She's like, no, she doesn't wear one. They were just having, like, you know, casual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we flip to Carrie, and Carrie and Brady get to the Russians, and almost immediately I'm like, this is the Carrie I'm expecting. She lets go of him because she's trying to do the alarm code. He breaks a vase, and it just shatters all over there, and I'm like, this boy is going to walk all over and cut himself. Mm-hmm. The alarm goes off. She doesn't remember the code, and she's just trying to grab him, and it was just chaos. The Russian comes out of his workroom, and he solves everything. He takes the baby. The baby loves him. Again, I didn't expect that from him. I just expected him to be kind of cold. But they work out, and Carrie is even more smitten because they get along. So then we see Miranda and Steve in the mountains. They're in post-coital bliss, and Miranda is like, now what? What do we do? And Steve is like, we relax. But, you know, my girl doesn't know how to relax. Like, what do you mean relax? Steve is like, I plan on being naked the next 4 days. So Miranda's like, okay, I'm going to go unpack. She opens the closet and it looks like she's already unpacked. I'm not sure if I saw correctly.
Yes, everything is already unpacked.
And then she screams and she's like, there's no TV. And then Steve's like, okay, read a book. She's like, there's no radio, but she's like, oh, there's a CD player. They play something and it's just flute music. And you know, this made me have a thing. I really appreciate how the writers make Miranda, how much she loves her TV and her.
Yes.
I appreciate a girl. Like, I
cannot, I was like, I know she's dying. No Jules and Mimi, nothing.
What? No TiVo, no nothing.
Yes. By the way, I keep saying I want to go away to a cabin by myself for like a few days. Like, I genuinely want to do it. But I think I would have, like, I like want to be away. I wouldn't even mind, like, no TV. But I think I would absolutely cry with no internet, no Kindle. I could do, like, a Kindle. I would be bored out of my mind, even with the love of my life.
Yes.
I really would be.
Completely agree. I'm with Miranda on there. Like, at least let there be a TV. So, like, Steve, you can do whatever you want to do. We have sex, and then we do whatever. And then watch TV. Like,
I can live without the TV, but I'm going to need internet or something.
That's mindless rest to me. Honestly, do you know that I would pick TV over the internet? Oh, like, if I have cell phone, that's fine. The reason why I say internet is, like, if there's internet, I will want to go on social media, and that will kind of take away from the restfulness of not being, like, a little plucked from that. So, but TV, I can be in my own world.
Yeah, that's a good point. I could do just a book. I'll be very honest. If you give me my Kindle, I think I'm fine. Because I can entertain myself for hours, just like TV, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that with absolutely nothing. Nope.
So she goes to her luggage, and then she screams again, and then Steve is like, what? And she's like, oh, I forgot my cell phone charger. I'm like, okay, now that is a crime for 4 days. What are you gonna do? Like, even for safety reasons and for Brady,
that's, you should have exactly a charger. What I thought. I would have driven back just for the fact for my child alone. But
So Carrie is still so charmed with Alexander and Brady, and asks him if he ever thought of having one. He said he had one many years ago, but he doesn't want any more children, and he can't even if he wanted to, because he snipped. He asked her, and she says, how about you? She says she always thought that she might, but she has not gotten around to it. He's like, how old are you? Like, 38? And then she tells Charlotte that whole thing, and Charlotte is like, you gotta end it. Carrie's like, nope, for you, maybe. But not for her. Men like these don't come around often. Charlotte asks, like, don't you at least want the option? And they are 38, and these are the years to have children. Carrie says she can't ask him about a vasectomy reversal. She doesn't even know his birthday. And Nana, we talk about this all the time. What does Carrie talk to the men she's dating about?
I was just, when I say the way, I don't even know what to do with myself. When I'm like, how do you not know if this man has children or not? Why is this a surprise to you, first of all? And number two, I just thought this whole bit was, to me, highly unrealistic. We've been with these women for 6 seasons. Carrie has never, ever expressed interest in having a child. And if she was, why would it be with this man who she's known for 2 months and not Aiden? Or even, God forbid, big. Do you know what I mean? Yes. It just seems so unrealistic to me. So unrealistic. Like, where did this come from?
Well, can I disagree with you again?
Of course.
So, first, before I go into it, can you remind me of one of the early seasons, I don't know if you remember, where someone was asking her, I can't remember if they were asking her if she was the marrying kind or if she wanted to be a mom. Was it getting married? It was the one where she dated someone even though she knew they weren't kind of like.
I want to say it was the marrying
kind. It was the marrying kind? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So to answer your question, I had that thought. Like, she's never been one. But there's something about having options that makes you switch. If you remember during the pandemic, where a lot of people were talking about being introverts,
Yeah, and losing their day to day.
But their only thing was they just wanted the option.
Yeah.
If they wanted to go out. And I think that's where Carrie is. Carrie's in a stage where, yes, I may not have thought about it. It's not really been a forefront to me. Like, I think she's one of those where she's fine if she does, if she does. It's not like a Claire Charlotte where I gotta have kids. I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta have kids. But suddenly when you're faced with the choice, like, if I do change my mind, I don't have a choice. Like, I have to make that choice right now. I don't necessarily think she's thinking about having kids with him, but it's just like, things are going so well. This might be something. I don't know. If it is something, what happens if I do? Am I wasting my time? Do I choose you or do I not? I think I kind of found it realistic where sometimes in life, you're just forced to make that choice for something of just wanting that option.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually a really good point, thinking about it. Because, like, even me, like, I can talk about myself personally. Like, I used to want, like, so many kids when I was, like, in my 20s. And then I was like, kids are, like, really hard work and they're very expensive. And I know myself. I think I'll be fine with one. And, like, the older I become, the less and less chance of that I even see happening. And I feel like the less chance of it happening is making me think, like, shit, like, time is running out. And I feel like if I met a man now who 100% did not want kids, it would make me think twice about being with him.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if I didn't have kids, I'm not going to die either. I think I'd be fine, ultimately. Disappointed, but fine. So, yeah, I guess thinking about it that way, it does force you to consider.
But I feel like that's a stance in terms of, like, you said if you meet someone who absolutely didn't want kids, you would end it, right?
Yeah, unless they were literally like, I genuinely thought this person was the love of my life. If it was someone I just really liked and could maybe see something happening, I think that would be enough for me to, like, nah, it's just not worth pursuing.
Because I think that's a stance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but for Carrie, I think she's a maybe, but that maybe is very heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's probably leaning towards not having kids, but it's like, I don't know. So I think that's what it was for her. But this is what I also meant by Charlotte didn't have a storyline, but she came in clutch in this scene. Like,
if you for sure
sense to you, that's where you're going to find Charlotte. But she tells her, like, Carrie, you have to have these uncomfortable conversations. And Carrie says, why do I have to? It's a scary conversation I don't even want to have with myself. Honestly, that's also one of the realest things Carrie has said, because a lot of people are scared to have real conversations with themselves, talk less of other people. So it's always funny. Again, we're exposed to a lot of people's thoughts, people we don't know because of social media. And you see all these people just, like, you know, when they say God when and relationships and stuff, I'm like, you can't even tell yourself the truth. I don't know how you think you're going to sustain, like, a relationship, because the one thing a relationship would do to you is hold a mirror to yourself. And you learn all these things about yourself. So you have to find a way to be honest with yourselves. And again, these are the things. Carrie has dated enough, what do you call it, frogs, that you think she would have learned. But she's just still carrying on at 38. Yeah. Like, nothing's ever happened. At least Charlotte, I feel, has learned some things.
Of course. They all have. They all have seen. Miranda, has learned a lot about herself. Like, she really had to have a come to Jesus moment in order to be able to get back together with Steve. I feel like Samantha has had the same to be with Smith. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carrie's the only one who seems to not have learned anything. And I genuinely love this scene. I really thought for Sex and the City, they were really, for once, they were digging a bit deeper and they were asking all the right questions. And I think the acting was great as well. Even, like, her saying stuff like, I wanted to become a writer, so I made myself a writer. I want the most expensive shoes, so I find a way to get them. So if I really wanted children, why haven't I found a way to get them? I thought that's such a good question to ask yourself. But it's Carrie, there'll be a butterfly she'll probably forget in the next second. Do you know? I don't know. Yeah.
So Charlotte asked her what it means when she said she didn't want to have it with herself. And she said it means that if she really wanted to have a baby, she would have tried by now. But when she wanted to be a writer, she became a writer. When she wanted shoes, she got it. And Charlotte is still pushing. And she's like, this is different. That this is completely different. Carrie says, maybe she's not a baby person. And Charlotte says, Why should you give up having a baby for a man you hardly know? And Carrie says, why should I give up a man for a baby I hardly know I want? And I'm like, best line of the episode.
They were going bar for bar. Because when Charlotte said that, I was like, yes, girl, ask her. And then Carrie's come back. I'm like, you know what? She's got a point.
That's like, I think the only hang up is that it's the Russian. And we're still trying to figure out why these two are together. I want to know the writer's point of view and why they chose the Russian to be her final, her penultimate guy before Big. But I suspect the answer is going to be like they wanted someone who was cultured, someone who was, for lack of a better word, Carrie was punching up. Yeah. Not looks, but like status-wise.
No, she is punching up, 100%. Let's be serious, like. Facts are facts. So, yeah. And she knows she's punching Octane.
Yeah.
Which is why she said men like that don't come around very often. So
I just wonder why they didn't give her someone that was on her level, like, I guess, Aiden-like or something, Burger-like, I don't know, to play that character. Just out of curiosity. Like, I can see so many reasons why they chose him. But He just doesn't seem like someone... who, like, I feel like, what would the conversation be if it was someone that wasn't that much older, someone who didn't have a kid, someone that wasn't so consumed by their work? Like, what would that conversation have been like? Like, it's hard for us to wrap our heads around that because he doesn't want kids. Nothing's going to change that. And then what do we from there? So
I would say, like, I told you I didn't remember much about the Russian apart from that whole Paris choice when we started this rewatch. But I think I've enjoyed it more than I expected to, because, you know, you hear people always talk about her worst boyfriends or whatever. I feel like it's given us a different side to Carrie, like you said, that we haven't seen with anyone else. Yeah. And I'm enjoying this little bit of change. I just don't think they have any chemistry, unfortunately, but hey.
There is an upcoming episode that I'm so curious to hear what you think. I'm so curious to hear what I think too, because I remember vaguely what the conversation was about and I know what my thoughts were then, but life has happened and now I want to know what I feel about it now, so I can't wait for us to talk about it.
Okay, I hope you remember which one it is.
I definitely do. I actually know it now, I just don't want it to be like a spoiler.
Good. Don't tell me.
So Charlotte says, oh, I think you're a closeted baby person and she should definitely have a baby. I'm like, Charlotte, you are just being yourself, projecting, and you just want each other's babies to play together. And and then Charlotte asks, so what did he have? A boy or a girl? And Carrie's like, I forgot to ask. I'm like, oh my God. You are not an adult. You are so self-centered and you are not an adult.
I know we rag on the writers, but that was perfect writing because it's so Carrie. That's something she would do. Not even bother to ask if he has a son or a daughter. And even, okay, I would say even the way he worded it when he told her I had a child, I originally thought like it passed away.
Yes,
or
me
something.
Too. Me too.
Yeah. The way it was worded. But yeah, she just didn't ask any more questions. I was just like, yo, this woman is something else.
You know, in my mind, when I play out Carrie, I think that Carrie has these conversations, but she's already thinking of how she's going to tell them at lunch or brunch or whatever. And she's already checked out. It's just, how am I going to vent to these guys so they can either validate me or give me feedback and I can obsess over it?
That's such a good point.
So... Miranda and Steve are in a rose petal bath and it's all, you know, chilling. Steve is having the time of his life. And then Steve is like, you know what would be romantic? And Miranda's like, what could be more romantic? There's champagne, there's bubbles, there's roses. And then Steve is like, it'll be romantic to wash your hair. I'm like, okay. And then he starts to wash her hair. I mean, I'm not sure how white hair works, but do you use bar soap to wash?
No. But I think he's a man who uses bar soap to wash his hair.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That was a genuine question, by the way, guys. I didn't know, like, if that's, like, Yeah.
No.
Because he...
I mean, they have shampoo bars, like people who are trying to be, you know, more eco-conscious. They've actually become very popular, but no. I think Steve uses bar soap.
This is 2001, so yeah. I don't think that. But he was really trying to lather up, and then he used the foam from the bubble bath. Okay.
So you're going to dry out this poor woman's hair. She's a redhead. She's going to need deep conditioning. Like, all of that. Please be serious.
Miranda gets soap in her eye, and again she screams. And the next thing we see Miranda call Carrie that she's having an anxiety attack. She's like in the woods or something, looking like she went to fetch wood. What did she even go get? Ice. Oh, she's trying to get ice. I was like, from where? But I have no idea.
And she had an ice bucket, too.
She did. And I was like... Yeah. They didn't give much detail. Is it like a private cabin? Is it like a resort cabin? It's probably not, because she would have found the TV or something. So that's why I was like, where is she getting ice from? And if she's getting it from the freezer, did she walk all the way into the woods to go get it right back inside? So she tells her that it's all too much. She's tired of having sex. There's nothing to do. Carrie tells her, like, you need to talk to Steve. I was like, oh, you know how to tell people to talk to people, but you don't know how to do it. And she's like, I can't. Like, it's his honeymoon also. Then Carrie, of course, makes it about her and asks her, from nowhere. She's like, so, this motherhood thing, is it all this cracked up to be? I'm like, Carrie, can someone vent for once?
Yeah, yeah.
Then she goes, well, I should be able to do this. I guess Miranda didn't even ask. She was worried about something scurrying in the woods, so she didn't ask, what is this about? So Carrie
says, I would have been worried about my child. That would have been what I'm worried about in Carrie's hands. But anyway.
So Miranda tells her, Miranda brings it right back to her as she should. And is like, you know what? I should be able to do this. Like, this is my honeymoon. And I should be able to make this work. Carrie goes to her alleged job and is like, after hearing Miranda use the word should, she wondered if should was another disease plaguing women. Did we want babies and perfect honeymoons, or did we think we should have babies and perfect honeymoons? How do we separate what we could do from what we should do? What did you think about this week's question?
I thought the writers honestly were on a roll, because I loved this week's question.
Yeah.
It's something I think about all the time, and I thought it was a great question, very pertinent. And I think it's something you should interrogate all the time. Do I want this because it's something I'm supposed to have, or do I genuinely want this? And a lot of people, they won't be honest with themselves. They don't ask themselves those questions, just why they end up married to someone, like, because, oh, it's time to be married and I should be married and there's nothing wrong with this person, so why not? Oh, I should have children, even though they don't even know whether they actually want them or not. It's just what it is, because that's what you're supposed to do. So yeah, what did you think?
I like the question. I liked it a lot. The only thing I always say with the should, I think, especially if you come from a place where religion or culture has a stronghold in how you live your life, it becomes a blurred line. Because again, if you're raised in that, it's like, what is the difference between what you actually want and what is expected of you? I think where there's an asterisk is usually when it comes to wanting kids.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't have kids. I want kids. But at the same time, when I think about it, I'm like, I like my life without kids, because the minute all people do is complain about kids. I mean, they say it's the greatest blessing, but they say how tired, how it changes everything, and how it's so much work, and it's so scary, and it's so this, and you're like, huh? But it's one thing that you don't know until you have it.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can return it. A marriage, you can walk away from it. You can divorce. You can, make it happen, find something else. But a kid is forever.
Yes. So I think this is what I was trying to articulate to him when I was saying, like, my thoughts on child.
Yeah.
Like, throughout. Because I absolutely love children. But I also know myself, I don't want to resent my child because I can't sleep. I'm having to survive on 2 hours of sleep for years at a time. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. And no matter what people tell you, you don't know. There are people who go to postpartum, people's variation of, like, the depression, and then after that, getting used to the new life. People, you hear a lot of, I'm mourning the loss of who I used to be. I don't know who I am. And that's a lifelong thing. How do you solve for that?
Exactly.
So,
and I think it's good to know who you are. And like you said, you can still know who you are and still not be prepared, right?
Yes. So that's the only asterisk I put on there is like the should. You can have the desire, but you have no idea whether you want it or not until after you have it, but you can't return the babies. So, she does say, and the alarming thought is, it's not just peer pressure. It seems to be coming from within. Why are we shielding all over ourselves? I give him a little side eye, but I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they really try to force that pun, but yeah.
We'll just go with that. So Samantha and Smith are on their way out from a party, and it just occurred to me, like, oh my God, she has not told him that he has cancer. Why does she treat this plan like an afterthought? Huh?
I was surprised too, because I'm like, oh snap, she hasn't, has she?
So they're about to leave, and she's like, oh, I don't want to deal with the paparazzi. Like, how about I go separately and you go separately? And he's like, okay, what's going on? That they haven't been together. Did he do something? Are you mad at me? And then I suddenly remember the last time they were together, she cheated on him.
Yep.
Damn, they recovered really quickly. So he tells her, I mean, she tells him that she has cancer. And that was it. And then the doors open and the paparazzi takes a picture and it's two of them being shocked, just as she tells him that. So Carrie asks the Russian about his kid, and he's like, it's a she. Her name is Chloe. She's 32. I'm like, oh my God, just 6 years younger.
No, she's 22.
Oh, 22?
Yeah, she's 22.
Oh, I heard 32.
Yeah.
And lives in Paris, that he was married for 7 years and he got married really young. He shows her pictures. And the next thing we see is her telling Samantha that he has a whole life wrapped up in a bow. He has had it already and he doesn't want it. And she knows that she shouldn't say it to someone with cancer, but why me? I'm like, oh my God.
You shouldn't say it with someone with cancer. So you should have kept that to yourself. Even if you're thinking, why me? Like, please be for real. That was ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh.
Her friends really indulge her.
Really?
So, Samantha tells her, just say bye-bye to a baby. There are a lot of fabulous things that don't include a baby. I found this really interesting because people are allowed to change their minds, but I, you know, I had this note because I said in an earlier season I thought she didn't want kids, but I think we clarified that it was marriage that she didn't want. But I think what was interesting is, like, this is why they say, depending on what you want to hear, that's the friend you're going to go to, because Charlotte is so pro-baby and Samantha is so anti-baby. So you can see both of them, quote-unquote, pushing their agendas when they talk to Carrie about this topic.
Yes. What do you think Miranda would say?
I think Miranda would have told her, but you're not a baby person. Why don't you just don't worry about it? And she would probably say something about, you're still young, you're 38, see where this leads to, and if you still feel the same way, then you can figure it out when you get there. There's lots of medical advancement. There's someone in my office who has a doctor, and we could get you there. Because honestly, if you think about it, Charlotte is 38 and still trying to have a baby. So, I mean, it's the same
thing. But Miranda is not a baby person either, how I thought of it. I was actually very surprised, like, when it was pushing that she wanted a baby, and then they dropped that storyline and then she got pregnant. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's accurate. That is probably the rest of it. I think that's something she'll say for sure.
Yeah, I know she's not a baby person, but I think she would look at it. She's objective. She would look at it from Carrie's perspective. And I think now that you bring up the whole Miranda thing, that's the same thing with Miranda. It was just the options, because she also just found out that her ovaries were wonky. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, how am I just not going to have that option? Like, I didn't even want a baby, but now that you tell me that maybe I can't, what the hell?
So, and also, if anyone's listening, like, I don't mean anything bad, because actually I was thinking about my friends who have kids. I have a couple of friends that I would definitely say they're not baby people at all, who have multiple children. They're great mothers and they love their kids. I feel like when I think of people who are baby people, are people who make their whole personality being a mother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's a difference. Just because you're not a baby person doesn't mean you won't be a good mother or you don't have kids. Yeah. Just to clarify. Just so no one takes it personally. Yeah, because I think
to the point of what we said, when we say you don't know until you have the child, the case isn't always that you're going to have a child and you're going to regret it. No, you can have a child and then discover a whole new you and you're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And I'm so glad I did it. Mm-hmm. It could just go either way is all I'm saying. So,
yes, for sure.
Carrie says that the question she needs to ask is the impossible question. What is the question you ask? Would you love me enough to make up for the fact that I didn't have a baby? And I rolled my eyes all the way back to the, like, why does he need to make up for you? You have a choice if you want to be with him.
I'm so glad we're on the same page because I felt really bad mind when she said that because I was just like, girl, what are you talking about? Like, it's given me, my man completes me. Do you know what I mean? And like, he has to be my everything now that I know for sure we're not going to have children. And I hated it. And I'm kind of glad you're on the same page about that because I'm like, what are you talking about?
She's literally having a conversation by herself. This man is not forcing you to be with me. Yes. This man is not saying you were not having nothing has transpired in that way. And you're like, would you love me enough? Main character syndrome. Get out of here.
Someone you've known for 2 months, by the way. But yeah, sorry.
So she tells Samantha, like, it's too early in a relationship to ask, but too late in her life not to. And it's a catch 38. Hey, I'm so cute. My name is Carrie. Charlotte and Harry are having sex and Brady's in the room with them and then he wakes up and then he sees her and then Charlotte overreacts like, oh my God, he saw us having sex. I'm like, So Miranda is bored and then she gets a call from Charlotte and she jumps to get it and then she's like, oh, Brady just saw us having sex, I had bad news. And then Steve wakes up. Oh, sorry. And then she's like, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. He has no idea what he just saw and all that kind of stuff. So Steve wakes up and Miranda snaps at him and just tells him, like, I can't have sex anymore. I have a brain. I'm like, what have the two got to do with each other? So.
Because, sorry, if she was going to be using her brain, she'd be watching TV. So what?
I mean, she should have packed magazines and books or something.
Thank you.
So. She tells him that she's going crazy. She misses TV. She's not the honeymoon type. And does he hate her? He's like, I don't hate you, but you have to realize it's also my honeymoon too. And he likes being quiet sometimes. And she's like, 4 days is such a long time. And he says, it really isn't, but it's all the time that I had off from work. And then that just gave her an epiphany. And suddenly Miranda understood the new shield that should be in her life. The things that you should do for someone that you love in your life.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Very cute.
So she tells him that she's sorry, she's an asshole. And he goes, yeah, you are, but you're my asshole. And then he's like, relax, we're leaving in the morning, the honeymoon is over. And she's so turned on by it. And then she's like, say it again, and then they have sex. I think what a good compromise, if this woman could open their mouth and talk, could have been 2 days where you go to the woods and then 2 days just have a staycation at home. Like what?
Yes.
2 days when you don't have to go to work or worry or anything. That's kind of nice. And just have to keep Brady either way. So
yep. That
would have been a good compromise. Samantha is back at the doctor's office and so is the nun. But this time she came in a habit. Did I miss why she had a habit back on?
It's because she's trying to sway the receptionist's favor.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
like, look at me, I'm a nun. Don't you want to heal my cancer?
Thank you. Sorry, I'm operating on half capacity this week.
Oh,
so
no, you're doing great. Fantastic.
Thank you. So the receptionist Samantha goes to talk to her and the receptionist opens her magazine and sees a picture of her with Smith Jared, and all of a sudden everything changes. She's like, are you his girlfriend? She goes, yep, he's my boyfriend. And he will probably come here if I had an appointment. And then she's like, okay, sometimes I make an appointment at 8:00. She doesn't like it, but she'll do it. And then she tells her, okay, and if you can include the nun, he will probably kiss you on the lips. And then the lady's like, okay, you're here at 8:00. And then she'll be there at 7:45. So unrealistic because 15 minutes is not enough for an oncologist appointment. But okay, let's
move. That's exactly what I was thinking. But it was so nice of Samantha. But yeah, sorry. Yes,
this is why we're reminded that Samantha is the best. Because she has all of her things, But when it comes to being like a big hearted person, that's where we'll find our girl, Samantha.
She really is. She's very generous, actually. Like, looking at over all, no, it's fine. Over all of that, yeah. So is Charlotte. I'm sorry, $30,000-ing anyone that we still never heard about again. But anyway, anyway, sorry. Yes.
So, we see Carrie and the Russian walking in the cold, and he asks her why she's so quiet. She asks about the vasectomy, and I don't know, when is the right time to tell someone you have a vasectomy?
Okay, with these two, first of all, when I met you, I'd have asked if you have children, like, right? Probably like in our first or at least second conversation. But once, actually, that's a good point. When would I have brought it up? Because unless he brought it up, I wouldn't ask him, oh, do you have a vasectomy? Actually, you know, maybe it would have come up if they're having like the protection talk. Because some people bring it up then. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, are you on a pill? Are you not? True. Oh, don't worry, I have a vasectomy. Or, okay, that's fine, but I'll still rather use condoms. I feel like that's, it would naturally come up then as well.
I just feel like it is first few dates conversation, because you are getting to someone, especially when you're older. I feel like I would have asked, did you ever want kids? Do you still you have, like, I don't know. That's what you,
that would have been a natural progression. Cool. You're right. That would have been a natural progression.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she says that she thinks that she could be with him, and she just wants to say if this is something she needs to know, because she's 38, and that's it. He says 38 is young.
I'm like, it isn't. Sorry.
But you're looking at it from his age, from her eyes, I don't know. He says he thinks that he could really be with her as well, and he knows who he is, and he's not going to change his mind. He's too old for that, and he wouldn't want her to miss it if it's something that she wants. And it's just really tough, because she is fighting for an option. And she said she didn't know what she wanted, but she was getting warmer. And that was it.
Yeah. I kind of liked how he said that. I think that was considerate. Like, he knows what it is. He has a 22-year-old. He's not trying to have another child right now.
Yeah.
He's been child-free, or almost child-free, for a very long time. And he clearly loves his life the way it is. But he knows, like, it's different. So, yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed the episode. I did.
I think it's one of the things Carrie does. Carrie puts a lot of power on the men in her relationships, almost like she doesn't know that she has agency. So I think it's good that he was like, I don't want you to miss out on it, but again, it's not my choice. Like, you decide what you want to do. I'm not holding you hostage.
Do you know another thing that I'm just, I don't know, like, I'm so, like, I do agree with your point. Like, it definitely made me look at things differently. About the whole Carrie now deciding, like, maybe she does want kids, the choice, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would eat my hat if Big wanted children. And she wanted to die on the line for that man. You know? So, I don't know. I just keep thinking, like, there's no way. Like, Big ain't having kids, bro. And she wasn't leaving Big if he said he didn't want to have kids.
But that's the other thing. Now, did she not have kids because Big didn't want kids? Did she want kids and she squelched it down? Because Carrie's the kind of person who would do whatever.
She would squelch it down for Big. Yeah, she would.
Yeah, so we'll never know.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to really bother me. But yeah. Do you have anything else to add, Hayden?
No, that was it.
Okay, can you please tell the people where they can find us?
Sure, you can find us at the Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2. That's our handle on Instagram, Twitter, and you can send us an email by adding at gmail.com.
And please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts, particularly on Apple Podcasts. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. And yes, thank you so much again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.